Now back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
Oh, yeah. You got that right. It is Ask the Builder, and the only way that it happens is you have to call me. I am not going to call you. I'm not doing it. I just, not that I'm in a bad mood or anything. Just so happens I don't know your phone number. So do I sound like Ryan when he does the weather? Oh, it's hilarious. You need to be here in the morning before we go on the air. It's just hilarious. I wish we could film it. Anyway, give me a call if you want, 749-1035. We do have one open line right now. We're going to go talk to Hal. Good morning, Hal. It's Tim Carter. What's the word, Commander? Give me a full report.
Good morning. It's chilly up here in Westchester, but it's like you said, it's normal there, huh?
Well, this is what we should have had a month ago.
Yeah. Got a question on interior door refinishing. Somewhere I've seen previously that you can buy these skins that you can attach to the interior instead of replacing the whole door assembly, where you could put a covering on the door to save yourself some money. I don't know whether I'm just, you know, whether I just imagine that or if that's anything like that available.
Well, I mean, obviously the door you're talking about must be just a smooth door.
Right, it's a hollow core Luan,
okay,
or Luan,
right.
Or what do they call it?
Right. I imagine anything's possible. Don't get me wrong. I haven't seen it. What would this skin look like? Would it be some type of wood grain? Because obviously you wouldn't put a new skin on and paint it, would you?
Right. Well, it would be looking like a preformed six panel skin. And but you know, you can buy a new door at most home improvement places for like $30. So I'm just trying to figure out a cost thing here as far as if that a skin was available, just some sweat equity, make it look a lot nicer.
Well, the only problem that I see with the skin is that depending on what the tolerance was when the door was hung, when you closed that door, you could get a little bit of binding between the door and the doorstop.
If you
actually look at a box of hinges, this is really kind of interesting. A lot of people don't know this. When you actually set hinges in a door, you actually are the hinge that's on the door is supposed to be set back 1/16th of an inch less than the what it is on the jamb, so that when you close the door, there's a very tiny 1/16th inch gap between the door and the jamb and the door, what we call the door stop,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is that piece of wood trim, you know, that hides that crack around the door.
Right, on the inside of the jamb. Yeah.
If you had it the same distance, what would happen is, when the door closed, it would bind on that stop.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I imagine, you know, there's a way to do it. You just got to keep in mind the thickness of whatever this skin might be.
Gotcha.
You know, putting on a new door is not as hard as it might think. In other words, if you found a new six-panel door that was also hollow core that you like, you know, all you need to do is take the existing door off, put the two doors side by side, and, you know, actually match where the hinge locations are and just mortise out that, you know, the new hinge locations on the new door.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
it's a 15. You're going to spend as much time putting a skin on and trying to get that thing to work as you're going to spend remorticing just two hinge locations.
Because I bet you
you've only got two hinges on your hollow core doors.
Right, yeah, because there's no weight there to it.
Yeah, so okay. I just think that really all you're talking about is what's the cost difference between a new, just the panel of the door with no jamb that you like and versus that skin. Because you're going to buy two skins, right? You're going to have to buy both sides.
Yeah, we're just thinking of doing on the exterior of the, you know, like the hallway side, just make it, you know. Yeah, but, it, you know, like you said, it would be more complicated to just put a skin on versus just buy a door, put it up.
Yeah, maybe.
There.
And okay. I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen it. It doesn't surprise me that it might not be out there. And then here's the only other problem I can see is what's it really going to take to get a really good bond? You know, what happens if 6 months from now or 9 months from now, on the edges of the door, it starts to pull away, you know, and you're constantly, you know, here you got this flapping skin. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. No worries, man. I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean it's not out there.
Well, yeah, and I don't think it'd be cost effective then.
Well, yeah.
Time effective.
Yeah, because I think you're exactly right. For $30 or $40, you know, I think there's only going to be about a $10 difference, and why not just get the real McCoy?
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
all right.
Appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All righty, no worries.